From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Palestinian leaders are promising swift elections to choose a successor to Yasser Arafat. Mourners continued to stream past Arafat's gravesite today in the West Bank city of Ramallah. But the mood was far different from the chaotic outpouring of grief when Arafat was buried yesterday. NPR's Julie McCarthy was in Ramallah and filed this report.
The sounds of guns that punctuated the air yesterday were replaced today by the quiet murmurings of people who came to pay their respects at Arafat's tree-shaded tomb. The nervous security police who lost control of the crowd yesterday were replaced by an honor guard, lending a sense of decorum and calm to the day. Palestinians were accustomed to pilgrimages here on this holiday. They would come to pay tribute to their leader, who for the past 3 years lived and worked in this half-ruined compound under Israeli siege.
It's part of our heart, our emotions. And we usually came here every Eid to see our president, but this is the first Eid we came here and we see him in his grave, of course.
Mourner Salim Muhammad, like many, had come to the gravesite, now smothered in flowers, with his young family, in order, he said, that his children would remember this day. As he stepped from the gravesite, he spoke of the aspirations he said Arafat had passed on to his people.
For freedom and peace and Jerusalem and refugees. This Arafat taught me, and I am going to teach my children for it. We believe in peace. We haven't any problem with the Jewish people. Our problem is with the occupation.
The Palestinian leadership prayed at the tomb they intend to turn into a shrine. Many mourners expressed the view that their dead leader had been killed, perhaps poisoned, by the Israelis, a theory Foreign Minister Nabil Shath rejected out of hand this week. Still, Ibrahim Altash added his voice to the skeptics.
The absent medical reporting, it's difficult to believe, Palestinians to believe that Arafat's death is normal.
Foreign dignitaries deprived the chance to pay their last respects yesterday when the chaotic burial was cut short, laid wreaths today. A group of four young Americans stood before the stone and marble tomb and said they were here because it was important for Americans to understand what is happening in the Middle East. The American administration is very much on the minds of the Palestinians. The senior leadership today announced elections by January 10th, to choose a successor to Yasser Arafat, who would have the authority to resume peace talks with Israel. As long as Arafat was in charge, Israel said there was no partner with whom to negotiate. The Palestinians now want Washington to tell Israel to change that tack. Speaking steps from Arafat's grave, Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat despaired that Israel would without U.S. pressure.
If Mother Teresa were to be the president of the Palestinians, Martin Luther King to be the head of the parliament of the Palestinian people, Mahatma Gandhi to be the speaker of the prime minister of the Palestinians, and Martin Luther King to take my job and become the chief negotiator. Believe me, the Israeli government will link them to terrorism, and it will find echoes in Washington. The answers to peace are very simple. And it aches my heart this morning that President Arafat died and the occupation has not.
Palestinian leadership also wants Washington's help with the upcoming presidential election. They called for the U.S. to pressure Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to ease the occupation in the West Bank and Gaza Strip so that the vote can be held. Lifting closures and keeping Israeli troops out would facilitate campaigning and voting in an election that would usher in a post-Arafat era. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.